Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Lord God, Father, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to worship you.
主啊，父神啊，我们要感谢你，感谢我们有机会来赞美你。
For indeed, you are worthy of our praise.
因为你配得我们的赞美。
And it is our heart's desire to give you all the praise and honor.
我们心渴慕来将一切颂赞归给你。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for making it possible by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins.
主啊，感谢你让你的爱子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Father, we know that we are righteous not because of our own righteousness, but because of Christ.
主啊，你看我们为义，是因为主耶稣基督，而不是因为我们自己的义。
Lord, we continue to lift up the needs of the church.
主啊，我们将教会交托仰望。
And Father, we do pray, Father, for those who are sick.
主啊，我们为那些生病的人祷告。
And Father, we pray especially for Pastor Daniel, the Lord, that he would feel better and that you would strengthen him.
我们要特别来为叶牧师祷告，求你医治他，让他能够感觉更好一点。
We continue to pray, Father, for the church at large. We are thankful for our Cantonese pastor, Pastor Andy.
我们要感谢你，要将我们整个教会交在主你的手中，要感谢Pastor Andy。
Thank you that he has served the church.
感谢主，他过去服侍教会。
And Father, we continue to pray, Father, for our Cantonese pastor, for our Cantonese brothers and sisters.
也要特别为粤语堂的弟兄姊妹以及粤语堂的牧师来祷告。
And Father, as we open up your word, we pray that we would be open to what you would have to say.
主啊，我们要将接下来你的话语交在主你的面前，求你让我们听到你想要让我们听到的。
We pray that you would show us Christ.
主啊，求你彰显基督。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们求。
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Well, 你好吗? Good morning. It's good to see you.
大家早上好，很高兴见到大家。
This morning, I want to start off with not one but two big words.
今天早上，我想以两个词来开始我们的正道。
Benediction. And doxology.
一个是赞美词，一个是祝福词。
These are two big words that sometimes we use in church.
这两个词我们经常在教会里面使用。
And sometimes when you open up your Bible, you may see some of these things in the superscriptions.
那有时候我们读圣经的时候，我们也可以看到在圣经的注释里面也会出现这些词。
So what do these two words mean?
那这两个词到底是什么含义呢?
I want to kind of explain it very simply.
那我想很简单地描述一下。
When it comes to the benediction, it really means blessing from above to us.
当我们讨论祝福词的时候呢, 就是关于祝福，是上帝赐下祝福。
So in some sense, we think about it, it comes down to us.
就像是从上至下的一个赐下。
So very simple, benediction is a blessing.
祝福词是有关于祝福的。Now
when it comes to doxology, it's actually a praise to God.
而赞美词呢，则是我们向神献上的赞美。Some
people think it's like a stream of praise that to God that gives him glory.
就像我们献上的像那个溪流一样的赞美到神那里去。Now
let me explain. When it comes to the benediction, which is a blessing, we find it in Scripture.
祝福词呢，出现在圣经里面，我们来看一看。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, God spoke to Moses to say to Aaron, this is how you should bless the people.
在民数记第六章中，上帝对摩西说，告诉亚伦，你应该这样祝福你的百姓。
And he said, the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lifts up his countenance upon you and gives you peace.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，并赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
So that's a blessing from above.
这是从上而下的祝福。
Now when we think of doxology, the word, it actually is broken up. The word itself, doxology, actually means glory. It means praise and honor.
那赞美词它的词根是来自希腊语的 doxa, 那它意思就是赞美荣耀。
Doxology has been used in a variety of different ways, especially in the New Testament.
那在新约圣经中呢，赞美词有很多地方都有使用到。
For example, blessed be the name of the Lord.
就比如说有说愿耶和华被赞美。
Or when Christ came, glory to God in the highest.
当基督再来的时候，会说在至高之处荣耀归于上帝。
We also find a doxology here in the passage that we're going to study today.
那今天我们看的经文也有 一部分的赞美词。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Jude, verses 24 and 25.
如果您的手中有圣经，请翻到犹大书，它就一章24到25节。
I'll have Jason to go ahead and read it for us.
好，我为大家来诵读神的话。24节，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜地站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿们。
So today we're looking at the deepness of this doxology.
所以今天我们要来看一看这个赞美词它背后的深刻含义。
Now the book of Jude is written by Jude, who is the half brother of Jesus.
犹大书呢是由耶稣同父异母的弟弟犹大所写。
Jude's intention for the readers initially was for them to contend for the faith.
那犹大写这本书的意图是要勉励教会为信仰而奋斗。
He wanted the believers to contend or stand up for their faith because he knew that there was false teachers that were in the midst.
他希望当时的信徒能够为信仰而站起来奋斗，是因为当时有许多的假教师。
And he warned them how dangerous they were. And so that's why he said, contend for your faith.
他警告了弟兄姊妹这些假教师是多么的危险，所以告诉他们你要起来奋斗。
He also encouraged the brothers and sisters to care for those who doubt.
他还鼓励说，就在主里的弟兄姊妹，我们也要去怜悯那些有怀疑的人。
And be mindful to reach out for those who are lost, even those who are rebellious.
对于那些迷失的人，对那些离开教会的人，我们也要去寻找他们。
So as we come to the end of the letter, the epistle of Jude, we find this doxology.
对，在犹大书的尾声呢，我们就看到了今天我们要读的赞美词。
It's a stream of praise rising up to God.
是我们献给神的赞美。
It focuses on what God does and who He is.
这一部分赞美呢，着重看到神他做了什么以及他自己的属性。
And so we're going to take a look at such that what God does and praise God for who He is.
今天我们要看神他所做的事情，并且他自己的属性。
So there are three things in this passage, especially in verse 24, of what He does.
那在第24节，我们要看到神所做的三件事情。
And the first thing he does, especially for those who follow him, those who believe in him, he is the one. He is the one who is able to keep us from stumbling.
那这第一件事情我们要看到的就是神他能够保守你们不致失脚。
Now before I get to the word stumbling, I want to just focus our minds as far as keep.
那在我们来讨论失脚之前呢，我想来讨论一下这个保守这个词。
The word keep or kept has been mentioned already prior in this epistle.
在犹大书前面，犹大也写到了关于神的保守。
In verse 1, it says, For those who are called, those who are beloved in God, the Father, are kept for Christ Jesus.
在第一节有写到，记住圣徒们是为了耶稣基督而被保守的。
So any child of God, they are kept for Christ Jesus.
神的子民是为了耶稣基督而被神保守的。
And who is the one who is keeping us? It's God.
神是那位保守我们的。
Now another time he uses the word kept or keep, and he uses it in verse 21.
在第二十一节中他也用了保守这个词。
And he challenges the believers in the church, he challenges them to keep yourself in the love of God.
在这里他挑战信徒们要在神的爱中保护自己。
So it suggests that this is an active, ongoing diligence for us as believers, for us to keep ourselves in the love of God.
所以这里是一种积极持续的劝勉，让我们在神的爱中保守自己。
So we need to remember two things so far. We are kept by God, and we are to keep ourselves in the love of God.
所以这里有两件事情很重要，一个是神他保守我们，第二是我们要在神的爱中保守自己。
Now we may understand we are kept for God, but sometimes we're like, what does it mean for us to keep ourselves in the love of God?
我们大多数情况下我们会记住说神保守我们，但是我们很常会忘记在怎么样在神的爱中保守自己。
Let me suggest this. It's what do you value? What do you treasure?
我想说的是那我们自己最持守的价值最在意的东西是什么。
Each morning when we wake up, what do we treasure? What do we value?
当我们每天早上醒过来的时候我们最在意的是什么。
One of the most precious things that we should value is that we are in the love of God.
最重要的事情我们要提醒自己就是我们是被神所爱的。
And that's how we could keep ourselves in the love of God.
就这样我们才能够常常的在神的爱中保守自己。
Now you may wonder, what if I forget?
很多时候我们可能会想那如果我忘记了怎么办？
What if I slip? What if I make mistakes? What if I sin?
如果我失足了犯错了那要怎么办呢？
What happens then?
那怎么办呢？
Well, the Bible tells us actually how we should respond.
圣经要告诉了我们我们该怎么样回应。
The Bible says if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
圣经说我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义。
The Bible also says thatin Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16 that even though a righteous manThough he falls seven times, will rise up because God is able to keep him from stumbling.
箴言24章16节也说到，虽然一人跌倒七次，他仍将起来，因为神能够保守他不致跌倒。
So God is able to keep us from stumbling.
对神，他是可以保守我们免于跌倒。
So what does it mean to stumble?
那跌倒失足是什么意思呢？
I want to kind of draw you back your mind in terms of the context here.
我们要回到这个文本它的那个上下文来。
I would suggest that he is keeping us from utter destruction and ruin.
他这里所描述的失脚是免于彻底的毁灭和永久的败坏。
Earlier, Jude mentions three characters. One is Cain, Balaam, and Korah.
早些时候犹大书提到了该隐、巴兰和可拉。
Now, if those names don't register to you, it's okay.
如果大家想不起这几个人也没关系。
In some sense, these guys were very rebellious.
这几个人呢，总的来说是非常叛逆的。
You could say that these guys were the bad guys.
你可以说他们是坏人。
They pursued their own desires.
他们一直在追求自己的利益。
They had forsaken the Lord.
他们背弃了主。
And eventually they perish to their own ruin.
最终他们自取灭亡。
Their lives are a warning to us.
对他们的生命对我们来讲是一个警告。
Because we ourselves, we are prone to sin.
因为我们也是容易犯罪的。
And if we don't repent, we will follow in their footsteps.
如果我们不悔改的话，我们也会走上他们的道路。
In Jude, in the current situation, there were certain people that Jude had mentioned that were designated for condemnation.
即使在犹大书当前的情况下，某些人被预定要受到谴责。
But here is this passage that tells us that God is able to keep us from stumbling. In other words, He's able to keep us from utter destruction and ruin.
但是这里神也提醒我们，他会保守我们不失脚，他会使我们不要进入永恒的灭亡。
It is the Lord God who is guarding us.
是神在保护我们。
It is the Lord God who is our defender.
他是我们的护卫者。
And he is able to keep us for Christ Jesus.
他会为了耶稣基督而保守我们。
For those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation.
在主里面我们就不被定罪了。
God is the one who is able to keep us from stumbling.
神他可以使我们不失足。
Brothers and sisters, that should encourage us to keep forward in our walk and our faith with God.
希望今天这一点能够鼓励我们在今后与神同行的道路中。
Not only God is able to keep us from stumbling, but He's also able to present us stainless or blameless or faultless.
神不仅可以使我们不失脚，他也可以使我们成为无瑕疵、无可指摘的。
Now, let's just be honest with yourself. It's hard for us to admit our mistakes.
我们其实很难去承认自己的错误，或者会不去犯错误。
Sometimes when somebody says, "Oh, you did something wrong," our response is usually, "Me?"
有时候当别人指出我们的错误的时候，我们好像会说啊，我吗？
Sometimes it takes us a while to admit our mistakes.
很多时候我们需要花点时间才能去承认我们自己犯下的错误。
But here in this passage, it tells us that God is able to present us blameless. And let me tell you how this kind of works out for us.
今天经文也提到说神会使我们成为无瑕疵的。
Did you know that the enemy, that is Satan, accuses us before God every day?
我们的仇敌撒旦每天都在神面前对我们进行控告。
You're probably thinking, where does that come from?
那这是哪儿来的呢？
Well, in the Bible, particularly in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 10, it says that I had heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ have come for the accuser of our brother who accuses us before our God day and night has been cast down.
在启示录12章10节写道，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
So in that passage it tells us there is an accuser that's going day and night to God.
在这段经文里面他写到了有人在昼夜控告我们的弟兄。
That accuser is Satan.
那这个控告我们的人呢就是撒旦。
And as we find in that passage, eventually Satan is going to fall.
那最终撒旦他会陨落。
He's going to be cast down.
他会坠落。
In other words, God is going to put an end to all of his accusations.
神会将这一切的控告都画上句号。
The accuser will be no more.
控告者将不复存在。
We know that God is able to present us before him, blameless, stainless, faultless.
神使我们在他面前成为无可指摘、无瑕疵和无过错的。
The Bible tells us we have been made righteous because of Christ.
圣经告诉我们，因着基督，我们已被称为义。
And God is able to present us before him blameless.
神可以使我们在他面前成为无瑕疵的。
I want to also bring out to you how God is able to present us.
我想再跟大家讲一讲，那神是如何使我们成为无瑕疵的呢？
He does it through Christ's righteousness.
他透过基督的义。
Christ's righteousness is imputed or given to us.
那基督的义赐给了我们。
But I also want to point out that as God is able to present us, he does it with, as the passage tells us, he does it with great joy.
那我想说神他保守我们，或者说他是透过这个有很大的喜乐的。
So for those who believe, there will be one day before God's throne, the maker of heaven and earth, we will stand in his midst, glorified, justified, resurrected, and presented blameless, not with a smidgen of joy, but of great joy.
那将来有一天在造天地的神的宝座前，我们将在荣耀中站立，被称为义，复活，并不是带着一点点的喜乐，而是带着极大的喜乐。
So you know what that means? It means that God is rejoicing. God is delighting in terms of our entry before him.
所以神是很喜悦我们来到他的面前的。
He doesn't look at us and he won't say to us like, okay, Glenn, you barely pass, go on in.
他不会说 okay, Pastor Glenn, 你刚刚好及格，你可以进来了。
But no, God, it says here, he's able to present us blameless, and he does it with great joy. He's celebrating, he's rejoicing.
神非常喜悦将我们视为无瑕疵的。
And so for any of us who believes in Christ, there is great joy when we repent, there is great joy when we are presented before God blameless.
所以当我们来到神面前我们愿意悔改愿意承认自己罪的时候神就带着大喜乐来视我们为无瑕疵的。
So God is able to prevent us from stumbling. He's also prevent us to present us stainless. And he's also able to save us from our sins.
神会保守我们不失足他也会使我们成为、无瑕疵的。他还能够将我们 从罪恶当中拯救出来。
Now, if you notice in the passage in verse 25, it says, God our Savior.
在这里说到神他是救主。
In the New Testament, we know that there's times that God is referred to as the Savior.
在新约当中上帝被描述为救主了大概有16次。
We are also familiar that there are many times that Jesus is mentioned as the Savior.
那我们也常常看到耶稣也被描述为救主。
And rightly so, God, Jesus, the same they are equal.
当然我们知道神耶稣他们都是同一位。
But here in this passage, it brings us a different nuance of God saving us.
那在这里我们从另外一个角度来看到神的救赎。
I want you to also draw your attention into the epistles of the pastoral epistles.
那我想让大家来看到圣经当中的教牧书信。
1 Timothy 1:1 says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope.
在提摩太前书一章一节说到，奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Another passage later in chapter 2, verse 3, this says, This is good, it's pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth.
在二章三到四节说到，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
The emphasis is God. God desires for us to be saved. God wants us to be saved, and He is the one who saves us.
那这里要强调的就是神，他很喜悦啊，施行拯救，他希望我们能够被拯救。
And so maybe we have to pause just maybe for just a moment here and ask us, have we embraced the saving grace of God?
我们在这里要稍微停一停，我们要想一想，我们是否已经拥抱了神的救恩？
Can we honestly say that we have been saved from our sins?
我们是否可以真实的说，我们已经被救赎了？
There are many roads, but there's only one road to God, and that's through Jesus Christ.
我们一生中会走过许多道路，但只有一条通往神的道路，就是透过耶稣基督。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
我是道路、真理、生命，除了我，没有人能到神那里去。
God is the only one who's able to save you from your sin.
只有神能够使我们从罪恶当中被救赎出来。
And for those who believe...We worship the one and true living God.
对那些相信的人来讲，我们要敬拜这一位独一的真神。
We understand that He is the one true God and He is the Lord of our salvation.
我们知道他是这位独一的真神，他也是我们的救主。
Make no mistakes, since God is manifested as a Trinity, all three persons in the Trinity are involved in the salvation.
因为神他显示为是三位一体的，这三位一体的神格都参与了救恩。
God the Father is the one who initiates, who sets in motion the salvation.
圣父他是发起救恩的那一位。
God the Son, Jesus accomplished salvation on the cross.
圣子耶稣在十字架上完成了救恩。
God the Spirit seals our salvation.
而圣灵则实现了并印证了救恩。
So we understand this profound theology before the doxology.
因此我们在明白赞美词之前要理解这部分的神学。
We understand what God has done, the great things that God has done for us.
我们需要很清楚地明白神他到底做了什么事情。
And He alone is worthy of our praise.
他自己就是配得我们一切赞美的。
So the second part of this message, or the second part of the verses here, is about praising God.
所以这第二部分就是关于 我们的赞美。
That is our response as we understand what God is able to do for us.
这也是我们的回应，回忆神所做的一切。
And this is our response when we praise God for who He is.
我们的回应，我们要回应他，要赞美神他自己本身。
So our first response in praising God, we praise God for His character, for who He is.
所以我们要赞美的第一点就是他的性格。
So here in this passage, it tells us to Him be the glory, majesty, dominion, and authority.
所以这里说愿荣耀、尊贵、权柄、权势都归给他。
So the substance of this doxology is here, in, as Jude described it, is praising God for His inherent worthiness.
赞美词的实质在这里，因为犹大正在讲 这本书正赞美词神固有的价值。
In other words, when we praise God,We're not giving Him something He doesn't have already. We're acknowledging something about Him that He already is.
当我们赞美神的时候，我们不是去赞美他一些没有的东西，而是承认关于他的事实。
We are ascribing God His glory that is due His name.
我们是在归荣耀给他，这是他名下应得的。
We're not giving Him glory. It's embedded with the God, because God is the God of glory.
我们不是他赋，我们不是赋予他荣耀，因为荣耀本身就存在于神之中。
As described here, he's glorious, he's majestic, he has dominion, he has authority.
他是荣耀的神，他是尊贵的，他拥有权柄和权势。
So here in Jude, there is this stream or this doxology of praises to God.
所以犹大在这里正在向神给予永恒的赞美。
He has the power to help us to preserve, to keep us from stumbling.
他有能力使我们不失足。
He has the power to make us stand righteous before Him, to present us blameless.
他有能力使我们在他面前成为无瑕疵的。
And God alone has the power to save us.
也他有能力来拯救我们。
Because He's Lord of salvation.
因为神是救恩的主。
He is the God of glory.
他是荣耀的神。
And we praise God from whom all blessings flow.
我们要赞美他。
So ascribing the four, glory, majesty, dominion, and authority.
所以在这里我们提到四点，荣耀、威严、能力、权柄。
Let me say a few things, especially about glory.
好，我们从荣耀开始。
Glory is commonly described to God in doxology and passages like this.
荣耀这个词经常在赞美词当中出现。
Glory expresses all that God is in his being, in His nature, His character, His power, His acts. It's all encompassing.
那荣耀表达神在他的存在和性质、品格、能力和行为中的一切，它是非常全面的。
God is glorified, especially when we see Him as He is.
就当神真实的本质被我们所认识和理解的时候，神就得到了荣耀。
So let me give you an example.
好，我举个例子。
The Savior's birth.
救主的诞生。
Now we weren't there, but we have a written account of who was there, right?
我们当时不在，但是透过圣经我们可以知道。
And we saw the response that was given, especially with Christ's arrival.
对于救主的诞生，我们会看到当时人们的反应。
What was the response given?
大家的反应是什么？
Glory to God in the highest.
在至高之处，荣耀归于神。
God was glorified. God was magnified.
神被荣耀，神也被放大了。
And as we continue, we could give Him praise too as well.
当然，我们也依然可以持续的向神献上赞美。
When we manifest or when we intend to be as God wants us to be, He is glorified.
当我们成为神所期望我们成为样子的时候，我们就是在荣耀神了。
To be what God intended for us, we will glorify Him.
当我们成为神所期望我们样子的时候，我们就在荣耀神了。
In our lives, we can live out for God's glory.
在我们的生活当中，我们可以活出神的荣耀。
We praise God for His character. We also praise God by how we choose to live for His glory.
我们可以赞美神的品格，同时我们也可以在我们的生活当中活出神的荣耀来。
The Westminster Confession says this. It says the chief end of man is to glorify God.
在西敏斯特信条里面提到人生的终极目标就是荣耀神。
We glorify God in praise.
我们通过赞美来荣耀神。
We glorify God in practice.
我们在日常的言行当中来荣耀神。
In other words, how we choose to live.
换句话说，也就是我们日常的言行举止。
The choices we make in terms of what we say and what we do.
就是我们怎么样去说话，怎么样去行事。
Can be glorifying to God.
我们怎样做可以来荣耀神。
When we ascribe, we are acknowledging God's essence as His being.
我们在荣耀神的时候，我们实际上也在承认神的本质。
Now another aspect that is mentioned here is majesty.
那第二点在这提到就是尊贵、威严。
It signifies promises, prominence, impressiveness, great as a king.
那这里想突出的就是神令人印象深刻的伟大。
Majesty is the incomparable regal presence of God.He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords.
威严体现了这位神，他是万王之王，万主之主。
And there's no better scene than Revelation chapter 4, where God sits on the throne, and everything revolves around the throne.
没有比启示录四章更好的场景了。那里神坐在宝座上，一切都围绕着宝座。
As we choose to live out our lives, do we recognize that?God is on the throne.
当我们过我们每天生活的时候，我们是否会承认、会相信神他的威严？
He is in control of all things.
他掌管万有。
The other thing for us to remember is dominion.
啊，第三个就是能力、权柄。
This is the presence and the significance of the force or strength.
啊，这里他强调了，就是代表神的力量。
It's God's territory.
这是神的领地。
It's His turf. His sovereign reign has no boundaries.
这是神的地盘，他的主权统治是没有界限的。
Authority combines the idea of both right and might.
那最后，权柄它结合了这个权力和力量的概念。
Authority is the power to do as a legal right.
权势是作为合法权力的能力。
And so the idea or the emphasis is that God rules. He rules over His creation.
这个观点它表明了神掌管万有。
So as we praise God, we praise Him because He's the maker and sustainer of all things.
所以我们知道神是所有事物的创造者、制造者和维护者。
And so as we live in God's world, as we live in the world that He has created for us, we praise God for who He is.We praise God for the choices that we make.
所以当我们活在这个世界上的时候，我们要赞美神他的创造，我们要赞美神的一切。
And the last part is terms of praising God, we praise God continuously.
那最后一部分就是关于我们赞美神是要一直持续不断的赞美。
The last phrase is before all time, now and forever.
从万古以前并现今直到永永远远。
How long will our praise to God last?
我们的赞美会持续多久？
Sometimes we think, hey, our praises is just going to last as long as this service.
大家会说，哦，今天聚会结束，我们赞美也结束了。
That's not the case. The praises to God will continue to go on forever and ever.
但我们的赞美是要持续到很久很久，永永远远的。
And for those of us who believe in Christ, and those of us who have eternal life, we will be praising God forever and ever.
对于那些相信永恒的人来说，我们的赞美要持续到永恒。
God's saints, God's children will praise Him forever and ever and ever.
神的子民将赞美他直到永永远远。
Let me close with a couple of things for us to consider.
让我以下几点来结束我们今天的信息。
The first is internal security.
第一点是永恒的保障。
Jude began addressing this particular letter. He called them the believers the called, the beloved, those who are kept for Christ Jesus.
犹大在他的书信中一开始就提到那些被呼召的人、被爱的人和被保守的人。
He closes out the letter with assurances that God is our keeper.
他在书信的结尾。他保证说上帝是我们的守护者。
We understand it's a sovereign Lord that moves us to call him Lord and God.
我们知道是他呼召我们来、啊、称他为主的。
It is God who called us out of darkness to live in His light.
是他呼召我们从死亡中出来的。
Out of unbelief to believe.
呼召我们从不信到信中来的。
And we are His.
我们是他的。
God is able to keep us.
他会保护我们。
God keeps us with those He calls.
神会守护他所呼召的每一个人。
None who he calls are lost.
没有一个被呼召的人是迷失的。
None of the elect are missing.
没有一个被选中的人是迷失的。
God's called, God's beloved, and the kept are all going to be accounted for.
神所呼召的、被爱的和被保守的都将被完全记录。
And God is able to present us blameless before Him with great joy.
将来神将使我们无可指摘地站立在他的面前。
So those who are His stays His.
是神的人依然会是神的子民。
And we could have this blessed assurance that Christ is ours.
所以我们可以有一个、很确定的保障，就是基督是我们的。
The second thing that we should also consider is that、in terms of our spiritual growth,
那第二点我们可以很有确认的就是我们属灵的成长。
If we have believed and repented before God, our growth trajectory is up.
如果你已经在神面前、相信了并且悔改了，你的属灵成长方向就只有一个，就是向上。
We understand not only God is holding us, God is loving us, and God is growing us.
我们明白神他不仅仅在扶持我们爱护我们，他也赋予我们力量继续前进。
God is able to keep us from stumbling.
神他会保守我们不失足。
He's the one who will present us blameless and faultless before Him.
他能使我们无瑕疵无可指摘。
And so when we think about our time here on earth, it's an opportunity for us to continue to grow in faith and confidence of our Lord and our God.
所以当我们在这个地上生活的时候，我们可以提醒自己，我们可以不停地去进步在信仰上面，在神的对神的信心一直成长。
We understand the scripture, he who began a good work in us will perfect it in the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
God is more committed to our spiritual growth than we are.
神他非常在意我们的属灵成长。
The last thing I want to just kind of present to you is the church.
最后我想提到的是教会。
No matter what stains the church, no matter what dirties the church, what even divides the church, even a false teacher in its midst, God still loves the church.
无论教会被什么污染，被什么弄脏，甚至分裂，或者假教师、大行其道，基督都是爱教会的。
Christ's sacrifice for the church.
基督为教会舍己。
Christ sanctifies the church.
基督用水把教会洁净。
He keeps the church. He washes the church with His word.
他保守教会，他用 他的道把教会洗净。
And one day He will present the church in all its glory and its splendor.
有一天，他要使教会成为毫无玷污的。
There will be no blemish when it comes to the bride of Christ.
没有玷污，没有皱纹。
For you and I, it is our time to shine, to glorify God.
而对我们来说，将来有一天我们也将绽放我们的光芒。
We should not waste our time, but we should shine, we should glorify God in what we do and what we say.
所以我们不要浪费我们的时间了，让神的光芒照耀。
We don't have to hold back, we don't have to doubt, we don't have to second guess, because we know that God is able to do incredible things in our lives.
你不必退缩，也不必怀疑，也不必再三考虑，因为神是全能的。
And if He's able to keep us from stumbling, and if He's able to present us blameless, He could do even greater things in our lives as we live for His glory.
如果他能使我们不失脚，如果他能使我们成为无瑕疵的，那他可以做更大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we serve a great God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在服侍一位伟大的神。
And our great God wants to do some great things in your lives and in this church.
我们这位伟大的神要在你的生命当中，要在我们教会当中做伟大的事情。
Let us shine His light and let us shine it brightly.
让我们将神的光芒、闪耀在这个世界上。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord God Almighty, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your desire to save us.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们要感谢你的救恩。
We realize that you chose us before the foundations of the world to bestow your love upon us.
主啊，你拣选了我们。
We thank you, Father, for the sacrifice of your Son who came down and died on the cross for our sins.
感谢你，让你的爱子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死。
We thank you, Father, for your commitment, with joy to present us, to not only prevent us from stumbling, but to present us blameless and faultless before you.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你让我们成为啊，让我们不失脚，也让我们在你的面前可以啊，成为无瑕疵、无可指摘的。
We're forever grateful that you saved us from our sins.
主，我们感谢你，因为你让我们从罪中拯救了出来。
And now, Father, as you have given us breath and life,
主啊，你给了我们呼吸和生命。
We pray, Father, we would make the most of our times to shine, to give you glory.
主啊，我们愿意在我们有限的生命当中，我们去荣耀你，去敬拜你，让你的名得到高举。
We pray that we would be an encouragement here to other brothers and sisters in Christ to help them grow in their faith.
主啊，我们也愿意成为我们身边弟兄姊妹的鼓励和帮助，让他们也能在主里面成长。
Father, we also pray that you would help us to be witnesses to share your love, Father, to a lost world that is out there.
主啊，求你让我们成为这个失丧的世界的一个见证。
Help us to share the gospel truth to others.
让我们去分享福音。
Father, we just give you all the thanks, Father, because indeed you are worthy of all of our praise.
我们将一切都献上给你，因为你是配得赞美的。
To you be the glory.
荣耀归你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祈求。Amen.
Amen. 会众起立，我们一起唱诗歌回应。
我心何等欢喜，聆听救主说道，我因你罪流出宝血，是你同的荣耀。主啊，我敬爱，我敬爱救你，求主洗净我罪愆，洗净在宝血里。我本软弱可怜，心善毫无能力，为主能显救恩奇功，救我脱离罪愆。主啊，我敬爱，我敬爱救你，求主洗净我罪愆，洗净在宝血里。求主赐我生命，充满在我的心，跟着我主恩上加恩，变成救主荣幸。主啊，我敬爱，我敬爱救你，求主洗净我罪愆，洗净在宝血里。